Estevan. A generous donation has been made to the St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation thanks to the Kinsman Tele Miracle Foundation. Following a successful grant application, the Kinsman Tele Miracle Foundation has made a donation of $31,095, supporting the purchase of a new panda infant warmer and resuscitator for St. Joseph's Hospital. The new piece of equipment offers healthcare staff simple and easy-to-use features such as hands-free alarm silence, full-color display, and an integrated scale, allowing them to focus on the most critical aspects of their job, caring for newborns and their families. Thanks to the generosity of Tele Miracle donors, we are honored to fund the purchase of this essential, state-of-the-art infant warmer and resuscitator that will help improve the quality of care for infants at St. Joseph's Hospital, said Raylin Nicholson, chair of the Kinsman Foundation Board of Directors. This gift shows how Tele Miracle proceeds are helping people every day, right here at home in Estevan and the surrounding area. Nicholson noted that the donation was made possible after their record-breaking Tele Miracle in 2022. That Tele Miracle raised $8 million, and we made a pledge to the people of Saskatchewan to donate $1 million or more back to healthcare in Saskatchewan through various foundations and facilities buying equipment to improve the services for all the people of Saskatchewan, Nicholson explained. St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation applied for funding for the maternity ward from the Kinsman Foundation. As a thank you for their support, St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation has awarded the Kinsman Tele Miracle Foundation the naming rights to the primary delivery room. It will now be known as the Kinsman Foundation Delivery Room. Kinsman Tele Miracle has become huge supporters of our hospital over the years, and we wanted to have a special way of saying thank you. We thought the naming rights of the delivery room would be a great way to do just that, said Lori Gervais, executive director of St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation. The Kinsman Foundation supported many other healthcare projects after the 2022 Tele Miracle. We funded $1 million to the Saskatchewan Cancer Foundation to replace their breast cancer screening bus. We funded an AED for a senior center. We funded a handy van in Swift Current. We funded a med dispensing system in North Battleford, rehab equipment at the Saskatoon City Hospital, an anesthesia gas machine in Saskatoon and an X-ray suite at the new urgent care clinic in Regina. We tried to spread it all over the province, Nicholson said. The Kinsman Tele Miracle Foundation and the local Kinsman and Connect clubs are no strangers to supporting the local hospital. Tele Miracle has funded new beds in both Unit A and the maternity unit, while the Estevan Canets have given $65,000 for their naming rights agreement of the obstetrics and surgical department. Tele Miracle and the local Kinsman and Canets clubs have been so generous. They have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to St. Joseph's Hospital and have made a huge difference in local healthcare in our community. We cannot thank them enough, said Gervais. Tele Miracle is entering its 48th year in 2024. Through the proceeds of this annual telethon, the Kinsman Foundation is helping people every day in Saskatchewan to improve their independence and quality of life through gifts of mobility and medical equipment, or funding for medical travel, that they otherwise could not afford. Tele Miracle also helps fund new and innovative equipment that improves access to quality healthcare in Saskatchewan. Tele Miracle 48 will take place Feb. 24-25, 2024, but donations can be made online, anytime at telemiracle.com.